sexy woman, Flo.
Am I? Thank you.
God, you've got great tits. Great big whoppers of things. One of the seven wonders of the world, Flo. It's perfection.
Oh, puppy. My little boy.
Gates of paradise.
Hi, it's a dummy, Harold!
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
System penis.
Oh, you had to cut it out.
He cut me out.
I really hate it when you do that.
Well, I hate when you don't let me say it. Start it all over again. I'm going to redo it.
Don't censure me.
All right. So we're the aristocrats, huh?
Yep. Yeah. We had a long vacation.
Yeah.
I went to Nepal.
Did you?
Yeah.
I went to Vietnam.
Cool.
I just wanted to see how small those foxholes were. That's all.
I love the tunnels. They're so quaint in the fall.
They are.
Quaint.
So we got some old people and new people here, huh?
Sure do.
Yep.
Well, I'm Derek, and I got Pat here.
What's up?
And we got two new guys.
No.
New guys is Craig.
Howdy.
And Mailman Vaughn.
How you doing?
Oh, Jesus.
Hiya.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
I think he's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Oh!
Another problem. Is Derek's missing eye?
And I just got shot in the face with a dart gun.
Never let a mailman have a gun. Come on, you know that. Know.
It's Nerf. It's playful.
By the way, no visuals on the show. It doesn't translate
Work.
It's sex on the radio.
You get in your face is not a visual. It's just funny.
Well, we heard it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's going on, guys?
Nothing.
nothing to report.
Nothing to report.
Nah,
nothing to say.
I got nothing.
I'll just sit here quiet.
Oh, we got a new MySpace page.
Oh, do we?
Yeah MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
Because
this is the radio.
Great.
Well, we're not gonna. Well, yeah.
Yeah, radio.
Some people thought it was a little offensive. Shitting on the radio. Wait, did I say that loud?
Poo on the radio.
Shit.
Yeah, we had a problem.
Yeah, FCC didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The.
The ECC.
And the FDA.
PBS really hates that crap.
Yeah, so no more shitting on the air.
Oh, damn.
Sorry. So, yeah. Barry Bonds, huh?
Yeah.
Big-headed and retard.
What's the matter, Craig? You don't like him?
No, I don't.
I think it's fantastic that he's tied with the great
George
Bambino.
George Ruth?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sultan's great...
You know, I came up with a name for Barry Bonds.
What is it?
The Shambino.
Oh, I get it, because it's the New York Post.
Yep.
There's so many.
So what's the story on this, Craig? Because I don't know anything about baseball.
Barry Bonds is a juicer, the steroids man, allegedly. And
is he still, or?
No, no more.
He was accused of.
Accused of. Last year, he pretty much didn't play because he was injured. And I thought he would have been out of baseball forever.
Yeah.
Because of his fake injury and, well, to dodge the steroid thing. But he wasn't. And he came back this year and keeps hitting home runs because he's a large-headed, juicing retard.
I'm so happy about
Small
that.
Genitals.
Small genitals, back knee, you know, the whole deal.
Back knee.
Back knee.
And
it's all bumpy.
Now he's trying to beat the record.
Well, I think he's succeeding.
He's almost there, isn't he?
He's tied.
Well, he's tied, so pretty much the record's already...
So somebody could shoot him tonight or tomorrow and...
Yeah, but he'd still be tied, though.
So he can hit one more and he wins.
So he still hit the books, right?
Well, he'll be number two.
Ooh.
Henry Aaron still has 744.
Oh.
Ooh.
How many more games do we have left? Like 1,000?
So a couple hundred million.
He can still beat that one and
there's
the other one.
There's still a year worth of mind-droning baseball left.
Now, yeah. Weren't they doing a thing where they were just, like, chucking the balls at him and walking him?
Yeah, they would intentionally walk him so he wouldn't be able to hit a home run. That's what I think everyone in the league should do.
Yeah.
Beat the whole thing.
Yeah.
One big ban.
He's a big racist, Barry Bonds.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
See, I don't like that.
He's a real dick. No one likes him.
Yeah, those grows are really racist.
What is it? This year, he's trying to change the whole fact. He was trying to be all coy and cool, and then he got in trouble with the juicing thing, and he's all back to being an asshole again.
They had San Francisco won over, but they're just queers.
San Francisco treat.
It's all that fog ding, ding. And gay sex that really gets them fucked up.
And the shopping for nice shoes.
Well, I've been there twice. It's a nice place, if you don't mind all the gays and the Asians.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah. George Takei lives there. Our good friend, George Takei.
He's gay Asian, isn't he? Oh.
Yeah.
That's why he lives there.
He's like, Gaysian?
Gaysian.
The bells go off.
So that's what we got here, Craig.
Yeah. Awful.
It's a Barry Bonds, huh?
Well, they say Babe Ruth did it on beer, hot dogs, and hookers, and cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the game was a little different back then, though, wasn't it? I mean, wasn't there...
Wasn't he using, like, logs? Not even a baseball bat?
Yeah, even better.
Well... Yeah, did he play against any Negroes?
No, they didn't have Negroes back then. No. They just
they weren't around back then.
They were.
So it was just a bunch of drunk white guys.
They were around.
Yeah.
So he just happened to have a pretty hefty arm on him.
Oh yeah, that wasn't the only thing hefty.
Oh well, let's not get
like
into
his bowel movements.
Yeah,
I think I heard once he used a hooker's wooden leg to knock a couple home runs out of the park, but that was just what I was told.
Or dead hooker.
Or dead hooker.
He was really stiff.
And here comes Babe Ruth to the plate, and he's got a dead redhead.
A dead redhead. Just an entire body.
And she's completely nude, and her fake leg came off.
And Paul McCartney's marrying her. Oh, they broke up.
Oh, okay. He broke the leg.
Yeah, that happened this week, didn't it?
Yeah, poor Paul.
Oh, poor Paul, whatever.
I thought he died. No.
No, there's...
I go into work.
There's still two left.
Yeah. I go into work, and 104.3 is playing nothing but McCartney stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought for a second he was dead.
Yeah, that's all we need.
No.
The block. Ringo this left. That's all doing. We need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God.
They got the good ones so far.
You think McCartney smells her sweaty nub?
What,
not anymore.
What, during or after?
Well...
While.
Yeah.
You think he smokes pot out of her leg?
It's a big bomb.
Yeah.
That's how she gets to the airport.
Cores out the big
foot
toe.
And leg.
That thing's hollow.
Cores out the big toe.
I wonder if she can still tickle her toes. I don't think so.
If they let her keep them. Sure, she could.
She's just tickling her.
She goes into the bag and just, oh. She has them in the freezer.
This hamburger meat used to be my toes. I pet them every day.
Hamburger meat.
She looks at all the models with two legs and just goes,
huh. Yeah, she used to be a model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
she's an activist.
No, she's a dumb cripple.
Yeah, for
for PETA or some shit.
Yeah, and landmines, too.
Fuck. Yeah, landmines.
Was
that how she lost
that.
Her leg?
No, she lost her leg on a motorcycle.
A freaking barracuda attacked her with a landmine.
I like how I got my back to Vaughn.
Fur trapper put it in a landmine. It's a whole PETA thing. Come on with me.
Now what about your back and me? What did I do?
I just sound like how I have my back to you.
Aren't you usually like that?
Yeah, but it's usually just three
naked?
Of us.
Front to back?
Now I got Vaughn in the back and I just kind of got to turn around. And
he's
like,
in the driver's seat now.
Yeah, there he is. I should keep my eye on him, though.
Like the Phantom of the Opera in the back, just playing the organ.
I'll just sit here and play with my organ. I mean the piano.
Nice dead air. So what else we got here?
Get rid of it in post.
Yeah, we can cut this all out.
Cereal.
We can cut it all out.
Post, it's going to be a 15-minute show.
Show's going to be a minute.
Two. Tops.
Penis, goodbye, click.
Yeah, we already got
dead air.
We got Kevorkian as dying.
By his own machine?
He's not dead yet?
No, he's not dead
I thought he died years ago.
No, he's about
he
to die
fell
in jail.
Off the face
What's
of
he going to die of?
Oh, he's in jail?
He's old. He's 77 years old.
Is he going to use
That's
his own machine
old.
On himself? That would rock. Gorgon kills himself with his own machine. That would be great.
He's eligible for parole in 2007.
Oh. You never know.
He'll be dead before then.
Kevorkian has become increasingly frail and has fallen twice, injuring his wrist and fracturing two ribs.
That's funny.
Just old people stuff.
Yeah.
I fell. How? I don't know.
I'm old.
I just fell and stuff broke.
There goes the hip.
You're in a park.
The guards just look
there.
At him and point and laugh.
Poor Kevorkian.
Poor bastard.
Poor fuck.
All I want to do is help people.
Could it be dying from the daily semen injections into his rectum?
That could be, yeah.
God's getting him back. In the form of Leroy and Bubba.
By a guy named Twinkie.
They call me Twinkie. You got a real pretty mouth, Dr.
Now
Jack.
Take it. Look at those
I'll give you a
cheeks.
Love machine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll hook up my machine to you, boy.
Yeah. We don't need no lube. I'll just use this broken pane of glass.
It's better. You'll find out.
Like butter.
Should we do this story now or later? I don't know.
Which one? What is it? The Kevorkian one? You just
no. Hospitalized husband says wife shredded his privates.
Later.
Private documents?
Private papers?
Let's hold this top shelf stuff for a couple minutes.
Yeah, let's hold the good one. Yeah. Suspect denies guilt in making of laxative cookies.
Oh.
Okay. Explain.
Mrs.
Crap. North New Portland woman who was accused of helping her daughter make cookies laced with laxative X-lax.
That's awesome.
Appeared before a judge Monday and pleaded not guilty.
The judge?
Is there
the
an
judge?
Old
Here comes
Portland?
The judge?
There's a new Portland?
Hunt was arrested on Friday afternoon after police investigation, that made four children in 7th or 8th grade ill.
Wait, she made
this
them for
kid?
Kids?
Well, here's the thing here.
Did the kid make them or?
Hunt is accused of baking the cookies with three girls who are 13 and 14. The cookies were never eaten by the target of the prank, a teacher who had reportedly given one of the girls low grades. Ooh. Instead, she shared them with the students.
Smart fucking teacher.
Revenge through pastry.
That had to have been one fun class that day.
Oh, God.
Fucking floors covered in shit.
Hunt told the girls how to crush the laxative pills and add them in the cookie batter. They used an entire box of pills.
Ooh.
Wow, that must have been a real mess.
That's a good idea.
Like a slip and slide of shit.
Those are some regular kids.
Yeah.
And the girls were suspended.
That's it?
Just suspended?
Yeah. They didn't have to clean it up.
The mother went to jail.
Well, you had to mop it up.
That's a lot of sawdust.
Ew. That poor fucking janitor.
I know.
I'd quit. I see a room full of kid shit. I'm out of there.
I just save it all.
I'll have meals
a union job, but I can't take
for the
that
next
shit.
Lifetime.
Freeze them up.
I'm going to need a lot of Ziplocs and some Tupperware.
Ziplocs.
Yeah, I was like that girl.
Hey, little Susie, come here.
You've watched Intervention?
Yes.
There's
awesome
a girl
show.
Who was a binge and purger or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she would go to like a pancake house, like all you can eat.
Wasn't she fat?
Eat everything? No, she was real thin.
Oh.
And she would puke it all up, but she didn't want her husband to find. So she would puke into these big Ziploc bags.
Oh, yeah.
Seal them up and hide them in her closet.
Why didn't she just puke in the toilet and flush it?
Like she was afraid that the puke would clog the toilet.
Is she puking like that much?
She would fill up like how big would this be? How many gallons?
That's a gallon or two bag. 2 gallon freezer bag right there.
Yeah, like a 2 gallon freezer. Yeah, 2 gallon freezer bag of puke. Seal it up and hide it. And then at the end of the week, she would take it out like she was taking out the garbage.
Okay. Wow.
She would have like 5 bags of puke.
She doesn't crap in the toilet either because that might clog it too.
Well, that's natural. She doesn't.
Husband's a big BM guy.
Do you think she's shitting though because she's puking so goddamn?
You gotta shit. You always shit.
Come on, I've.
Well, if it doesn't,
no,
if it doesn't,
no.
If it doesn't get to the intestines, how could you?
Yeah, really.
She's got something's got to be getting through.
David Blaine didn't shit.
Well,
in
he was
water.
In gold
in water.
Pond.
No, he shitted.
He shitted. He had a colostomy bag.
They put the bag on him.
He had a shit bag. Even show
they
it.
They put like a wet dry vac in there.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see those pictures of him showing it? He actually had it like up against the wall. Like,
yeah, they had apparatuses that would
drain. Somebody was asking him, and he there's a picture of him holding it up against the wall.
Did you see his hands?
Oh, he looked like, God. Looked like a bloated old man.
That's not even magic, though.
No, it's
Hi,
not.
Hi, I'm swimming
no,
for a
it's
week.
Endurance. It's endurance.
It's
not magic.
Magic.
Yeah.
It's not endurance.
I'm going to hold my breath.
You think you can do it, Craig?
I don't know about do it. I don't have that kind of money.
I can't sit in a tub for longer than 10 minutes.
I get all pruny.
But why salt water?
Salt water, that would have been
good
funny.
For you.
All doesn't that salt
clears
and
up the pores.
Shit. Yeah, maybe it won't clog his pores. Or, I don't know.
Yeah,
no
dead sea
no
salt
one knows.
Crap.
Some stupid.
It's good for the body, fucking... good for the skin.
Didn't he bury himself or put
yeah,
himself
he buried
ice?
Himself.
Yeah.
He had to stay still for a week.
He sat in
That's
a box
hard.
Above the River Thames from last couple years ago.
People were pelting rocks.
Yeah, that was
at him.
The best one because yeah. the damn British didn't hated it and started throwing shit at him.
Nobody pay attention to me. Stop throwing
he,
rocks.
He stood on a pedestal for like 35 hours.
Yeah, flagpole
yeah, that was
standing.
Dumb.
Welcome to the 1920s. Here's the stand on flagpoles all the time.
Magic.
It's like, ugh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. What the fuck?
Here go the elephants.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty good in that bike before.
There was one guy that died doing the whole coffin thing.
Yeah.
He had like a glass coffin.
Yeah.
And he was in
the
it.
The thing
they
imploded.
Buried him, yeah. Oh, they put concrete on him.
They
yeah.
put
Oh, that was on... It was... They have a video of that. Where
oh, yeah, yeah.
All the air bubbles shoot up once
yeah,
it implodes.
Just see
boom, boom, boom. Get him oh, out! Shit. Get him out! Get
and
him
they start
out.
Digging. He's dead instantly.
That's funny.
What the fuck? That's retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's use glass so I can see out of into the concrete.
Yeah. What enough?
There's so much
gotta
to
be
say.
Strong enough. It's, what, it's only concrete. How much could it weigh?
How much could wet concrete
like
weigh?
5 feet of wet concrete? Come on.
Come on. It can't it's, be more
like,
than
what,
like...
50 pounds?
They should
if
have,
that.
They should like, have had a camera inside of it. That would have been something to see.
Coffin, coffin camera.
The death
coffin
gasp
cam.
Yeah, that would have been great. He's screaming, screaming, screaming. All of a sudden, he's...
Let's go to the coffin again.
Uh-oh. All right.
Is that what I think it is?
Somebody imploding.
Yeah,
that's
oh, yeah,
beautiful.
He's dead. Yeah, yep.
Let's
dead.
Let's do it in slow motion. See how his face goes, oh, shit, fuck me, and blood.
Oh, here's a good segue. Man falls asleep in coffin at funeral home. Man was charged with burglary and criminal mischief Thursday after he allegedly broke into a funeral home and fell asleep in a coffin.
Why?
He's 20 years old.
What?
He yeah. was drunk, broke
Jackass.
In there.
Wow.
And he's looking for something to love?
Criminal mischief. They don't use that enough.
Yeah, I know.
When they use that, it's usually pretty good.
Funeral director noticed the window was broken, opened the door in the casket display room where she... Blah, 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 blah. Inside, she saw a boot and a pair of pants...
They're
on the
coming
floor,
back alive.
And a pair of knees sticking out of the stainless steel coffin.
A pair of knees. God.
Just knees.
Just knees.
Guy's name's Joel Fish.
Joel Dead Fish in a
Joel
coffin.
Joel Fish. What
Mr.
a dumb
Fish.
Name.
Did they give his address?
No, they should, though.
You ever notice that sometimes they do that? They give the name, the address, where the person lives exactly?
Oh, like yeah. down Usually in T. local papers they do Some that.
Yeah. The police like, the beat fuck? For your DUI arrests.
It's oh like, yeah,
you can find out
or
who
if
got
you don't
drunk
pay your,
last weekend.
Or if
weekend.
You don't pay your taxes,
deadbeats.
Yeah,
it's like
there's,
go to
there's a guy I work with. He's in there like every year,
every week.
Fantastic.
Estimated damage from the burglary, mostly to the coffin.
Wait,
$1,000.
How can he damage a coffin?
Was he humping it?
I don't know.
Those knees were moving fast, and those boots—they had spurs.
Those boots were made for walking.
We're made for sitting.
You know, those coffins aren't really for living people. They're just for dead people.
I want a
They're
coffin.
Not made quite
we
as
We talked
good.
About this before.
There was
a
guy
what,
selling
getting
coffins
a coffin?
At the swap meet I was at.
Really?
Yeah. He had like three coffins. They were like a grand each.
Ah, I would buy one for
I
would have
used a bed, but whatever.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want one of those piano-sized ones. You know the ones for the really, really fat people they make?
So you just roll around in it?
No, just take the top off, use it as a regular bed.
Best yeah. sleep ever. I slept like a corpse.
They sell caskets on Costco.
Costco?
Yeah.
Costco
what?
Website. Costco
oh.
website.
Oh, the website. You Costco. Can't go
that
for,
would have been awesome.
You can't go for... I like to test drive this one.
This was comfy.
Oh, yeah. Eternal.
Yeah, I could be in here forever.
Yeah, I could do 60. Yeah, rest of my life.
I'll take it.
I'll wear it in, then I'll die.
Buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk.
Let's get some for the kids.
You got the 12-pack of coffins.
12-pack. Got the plastic rings around them. Is that really necessary?
What do those plastic rings kill sperm whales? Not just little fish or duckies, sperm whales. No more swimming in the ocean for those little guys. I got a 12-pack of them. You got to cut them up with a... saw or something.
With a bulk cutter.
Bandsaw.
Oh, God. I think it's break time.
Let's take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we take breaks, Craig.
Wow, that was quick.
I thought we were just going to have to talk for 10 minutes.
We did.
It's over, right?
No, we got another 2 hours.
It's the Aristocrats. See you later.
Oh, there we go.
I still can't hear. Never mind.
What?
So we were talking about the Columbine video game.
Yeah.
During the break.
During break.
During break.
Can't see that.
No, it's can't radio. See the quotes.
He said no visuals.
Like absolutely visuals. None.
Hey, look, it's just like on Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Fergie, right? Is that funny?
He's just
everyone in the room.
The parking leaf.
Like I'm Chinese.
To enjoy it. I'm black.
In all reality,
I'm a soul man.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
No, it really wasn't.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Sellout cracker.
Soul man. Oh, God.
Soul now, food.
CNN.
Soul food. That was even worse.
Soul plane.
Oh.
Oh, no. What, did you see that crap?
No.
Oh.
Didn't see it when... Yeah. What don't the hell ever. Is soul food?
Undercover Brother.
Oh. White Chicks.
Oh. Oh. You see they're putting out a new movie? Like Big Brother is called? Or Little Brother?
No.
What Big Mama's it? House.
There you go.
No. Two.
Three.
Wasn't that already out?
Eight.
97.
The Nutty Professor.
64.
Eight. Five.
It was on the other night.
Was Dr.
It?
Doolittle.
Yeah, or it was on before.
Dr. Poolittle.
Oh, those weren't bad, the Dr. Doolittles. And
the first one was good. The second one was
I didn't
just
see the second
much.
Dr. Doolittle.
Raven Simone.
That's so Raven.
Had some Raven Simone boobies.
They had some wilderness mafia trying to muscle in on...
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
mafia?
I'll fuck
what
your
mafia?
Ass up.
Man, I love Stevie Wonder. Don't you make fun of Stevie Wonder like that.
Another visual impersonation.
I was just driving the squirrel home.
Ice cream!
Because he had the...
Yeah, the prostitute. Yeah, yeah they had a penis.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So Columbine, huh?
Mm. Yeah. Like, what was it? The Super Columbine RPG?
RPG?
Massacre?
Ooh.
I was listening to the real radio the other day, and they were talking about this.
There's real radio?
And the guy's like, blah, 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 Columbine RPG. Mm. What the hell does that stand for, RPG?
Role-playing game.
That's what I was like, role-playing game.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I know, I'm a moron, and even I know that.
It's like LARPing.
LARPing, we should talk
live
about
action
LARPing.
Live-action role-playing game.
I read that.
That's the funniest
I looked at
shit.
The pictures from that article, and I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
I think it's about the worst thing I've ever heard of in
what?
My life.
Live-action role-playing?
Yes.
It's the funniest thing ever. It's like Civil War reenactments.
What is it exactly?
Just like it.
What people do is...
Like, picture ever, playing Dungeons & Dragons.
But in a
but
field.
Like with people in a field.
See, I have a level 5 the, force field around me, so...
But the thing is, instead of using, like, real weapons, they use, like... Big pieces of sticks wrapped in foam. And
like
beat
the Nerf things.
Yeah. And beat the hell out of each
my
other
Nerf
with them.
Sword and I will impale thee.
When are they doing a Star Wars?
Oh, I wish they'd Star Wars. That'd be great. Fucking.
That'd be cool.
Oh, you guys did that. Did...
All of a sudden it's like, well, that would be cool. Well, now, if they did that, that'd be something worth talking about.
Remember those lightsabers like, you guys have when you
no,
play with
shut
them?
Up.
That's just
no.
Like
a, you
no.
want to know why?
They don't do that.
Because they'd make swords cool. out of those big fluorescent lights, you know, those big long tube lights.
Yeah.
They make swords out of those, slide them up, and then hit each other in the head with them.
They
great.
Cut their face open.
Yeah, burning and the death and blood.
I'd just go online and pay $200 for one.
You just did.
Like I did last night.
$100.
For a Darth Maul lightsaber? Yes.
Ooh, double-ended, huh?
Yeah, 7 feet long, my
big
friend.
Big red double-ended one, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
And they're making Obi-Wan.
That's
yeah,
awful.
Sith happens. That's what I say.
Ooh, you're good. Is that original, or did you just pick that out of the air?
No, it was on a t-shirt I saw.
Sith happens.
Did you see it in Wildwood?
No. Actually, Hayden Christensen was wearing it.
No, he would be.
He's Darth Vader.
He sucked. Those movies were horrible.
Meh. I liked Episode 3.
Episode 3 was the only good one, but they... But the, it's like he... What the fuck
Episode
he?
3 and 6 were the best ones.
I saw the first one.
No, I like the first
episode 1.
SO1, yeah.
And that's terrible. All I could do.
C-SPAN in space.
Horrible. Horrible.
I saw the Puerto Rican review, and that was it.
That was hideous.
It was awful. That was a wonderful prom night. Our prom day after.
She never moved.
She was, oh my God! It's okay. If she's alive, I am alive. If she stays alive, I stay alive.
She's cold.
Just the way I like them.
There you go.
A little bit of movement.
So you liked episode 6, Pat, the best?
Yeah.
Really?
With the
you
Ewoks?
Like the Muppets?
At the end, you can't beat that. You got the
smiling, you got the smiling ghosts and Ochugna.
No, no, Ochugna. I don't mean that end.
Ochugna.
Yup, yup.
I mean the end where they're everything comes to, you know, an end.
A T.
On the Death Star in space.
Oh, God. On Endor. All those innocent contractors.
They're just trying to do their job.
let's make Pat happy.
Oh, no. Jump, jump!
Oh, the first band scene. Oh, God.
Jump, jump.
Let's have an Ewok dance party, you guys.
Ooh, R2's going crazy.
Did you know that
it sounds like Sesame Street.
It is Sesame Street. What are you talking
about? It is.
Oh, God.
Chug, chug.
Oh,
listen to it. You tell me how to get to Sesame.
Jump, jump.
That was kind of corny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Got to be all quiet up to listen to it.
But have you seen?
I didn't want to miss anything. Wait a minute, was that Chub Chub or Jub Jub?
Have you seen how he's fixed them over the years? Those three original films.
Oh yeah, terrible. Yeah.
But you see how he did in the sixth one? He actually put
Hayden Christensen.
That was horrible.
Awful. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
They're re-releasing the original theatrical version.
Good. Yeah, uncut.
Of all three movies.
I have that
without.
All the
stupid
extras.
Jabba the Hutt in episode 4 without Hayden Christensen over the guy's face and all that shit.
They just completely put Hayden Christensen in.
Yeah, they did.
They just got rid of that old fuck and just put him in.
It makes no sense at all. It looks so friggin' retarded, too.
It does.
Man has so much money. What does he do? Just fuck with his old films.
He's just a little midget.
Yeah.
You don't see him doing it with, what's that other movie he did?
Indiana Jones.
No, he did it with those when he cleaned
Howard
them
the
up.
Howard the Duck?
Oh, he did?
No, well, he just cleaned
Howard
them up.
The Duck.
Not Howard the Duck.
The Duel?
What's that first film he did? The one where it was about, like, the one that Happy Days was kind of based on?
American Graffiti?
Yeah, you don't see him adding shit to that film.
Because nobody watched.
Ron Howard will kill him.
Yeah, right?
Little Ronnie Howard will murder him. He can't screw with those because there's too many real celebrities in it. You can't really, like, cut somebody out.
Yeah.
On the original version, it was Buddy Holly was in there. No, he's dead. Oh, I used stock footage. I'm sorry.
So I will be buying the new DVDs of Star Wars.
Yeah, when is it coming out? Like
I got
October?
The videotapes if you want to rent them for me.
That's fine.
They come in a nice little holder, too. It was when they first came out, like in like mid-90s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was the special edition.
They released them again in like the little the three-pack.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the special edition where they have all the added shit.
No, yeah, they added.
It was just the regular
Han Solo stepping on Jabba's tail.
Yeah, I didn't mind that bit.
It was the regular
stuff. You know, I did mind when Greedo shot Han.
First?
Yeah.
They changed that, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
That was dude.
Pardon?
Well, Craig, you see what happened was.
Me?
In
Pardon?
The original version, Han Solo shot Greedo under the table.
Yeah.
But in the extended version or special edition,
Han gets wounded.
They had Greedo shoot Han, and they had a bad shot of Harrison Ford just like ducking out of the way, like digitally.
Cardboard cutout ducking.
Yeah, and then he shoots the wall pretty much, and then Han Solo shoots him. So they didn't make him out to be like a murderer.
Wasn't he though? I mean,
clean him up.
He was some
whatever. Han Solo was the best character in the
whole
movie.
He was a smuggler.
He was a bad guy in a good situation. And he got some ass from Leia.
He's at the right place at the right time. You know, that's all we were doing.
And he got some
the
Royal
opportunity
Fairburger.
Came about, and I finally came up, and Luke destroyed the Death Star.
Yeehaw!
I think the Ewoks is still playing.
Oh, Christ! Stop that!
Is that the credits?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
A lot of things. Like, get you away from the computer.
Jub, jub.
Jub, 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 jub. I like when the Ewoks were playing the helmets.
I like the Samurai.
No, yeah, the drum guy.
Wait, so we start talking about...
I don't know.
Columbine.
Everything goes back to Star Wars.
I'm surprised
we didn't get any Star Wars in the first break.
Somebody brought up the LARPs.
LARPing.
No, yes. We started with the Columbine.
Started with Columbine. Well, then we got to RPG, then we went to role-playing, and then we went to Star Wars. Now he goes back to Star Wars.
So Columbine.
Columbine bad, video game good.
Real
it'd be
Columbine,
cool. You know what would
be
cool if it was like a Mega Man version, you know, and you pick different kids to be the bad guys, and you get to pick either, you know, Klebold Mega Man or Harris Mega Man. And they got the trench coats.
Little trench coats. Oh, we shouldn't be joking about this.
Surely we should.
What was it, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Just about.
But they still have that kid slide for the Titanic, which is hysterical. And that's it's 50 years. Next, they're going to have like a...
That's like 100 years almost.
I know.
It's bordering on 100.
Yeah. In fact, I think the last survivor just died.
Thank God.
1912.
One more dead person.
Lynchburg.
Yeah, she was like,
who's rich enough to be on the Titanic.
Yeah, she was 5 when the Titanic sank.
What is it? That's old.
Yeah.
You should have one for like a big, humongous toilet and just call it the Lynchburg Baby Surprise.
You could have a garbage can prom at the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
I won't tell Mom.
It's a giant bungee drop. It goes into a garbage can. I'm hanging up. It's like the umbilical cord.
Oh, it snapped.
Fallen pile of newspapers.
Piece of fish.
I'm thrown out in moist towelettes and balled up little pee rags.
You can buy a picture of yourself all dressed up like that.
They throw blood on you right before you get out.
Blood, saliva all over you. That's what you get.
The perfect time for a splash noise.
Put that in post.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, ready? Everyone laugh.
That's a lot of
fantastic
blood.
Fantastic.
And like they do with PETA, you know, they have those videos of the cattle in small
Who's
boxes.
PETA?
You don't know what PETA is?
Pete and Pete.
PETA.
PETA. Mm. You know, they have the video of all the cattle in the small boxes and stuff like that. Just have like a little game for that. Just put your kids in little boxes.
He gets real squirmy, so I put him in a cage. It's for his own good.
I saw the
makes him real tender.
I saw the KFC.
Just falls right off the bone.
Got a meat tenderizer, just beating your kid with it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's been done.
Paprika for bathing.
They're delicious.
Daddy, what are you bathing me in? Hot pepper.
It's called Old Bay seasoning, Junior. You'll taste real Manhattan-y.
Uh-oh. Yeah, just my kidneys fell out.
Okay.
Dialysis so now.
Oh, I saw the Kentucky Fried Chicken videos. Or at the warehouse where they get the chicken from.
Yeah, they cut the heads off.
Cut the beaks off and stuff.
Oh,
Todd.
Yeah.
Damn.
A friend of mine.
Well, they're chicks. They just grab their head, and they got this little thing, and they just put their little head in there, and it goes, ding, and it cuts their beaks off so they don't peck each other.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh.
Yeah.
The whole beak, or is it just like the tip?
Like, they cut half the beak
off. They cut
off.
The tip off.
They just, like, flatten it out.
Yeah, so they can't.
File it down.
Well, that's for their own safety. I mean, if they're going to peck each other's eyes out or something like that,
you kill me
you just protected
kill you.
Them.
And they were throwing them in the truck, like literally throwing them.
Like throwing
it was just
dead
a bunch
babies
of
away.
Yeah, they would just like catch them by the neck and then throw them in the truck.
It's like Oz for chickens.
Pecking each other in the asshole.
The dark one's the leader.
With the little cap on.
Little tattoo.
To the side.
Is that the guy from Biohazard?
Yeah, wasn't he in that show? The bassist?
Yeah. Oh,
he's in every fucking thing. They're doing a new VH1 show called Supergroup. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's the bassist of Biohazard. It's Ted Nugent. The drummer for Led Zeppelin, his son.
Oh, great. Yeah.
The Bonham son. Who else? And the guy from... Anthrax, the one with the fucking weird ass
Scott
goatee.
Ian?
Yeah, him. And they have,
wow.
The fuck is it?
Sebastian Bach?
Sebastian Bach, thank you.
That's...
You know about this and you're not going to say a word.
Yep.
Thank you.
I just got here.
It just looks it looks horrendous. I saw it a couple nights ago, like the little preview they did for it.
Oh, yeah, they're having their new season next week.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. God.
My Fair Brady's going to be.
They're bringing.
I
want to
marry a. Oh yeah, that's their wedding planning now and stuff like that.
You know what? Gosh. I saw them at a horror convention about 3 months ago.
That was horrifying, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because there was a fucking line out the door for them.
What were they doing at a horror convention?
Lou Albano sitting there by himself crying.
I love it.
What?
Captain
Mario?
Captain, my captain.
It's like Captain Lou, Nikolai Volkoff, like all these old school cool ass wrestlers. I'm sitting there talking to all of them. There's a line out for the Brady and the chick he's marrying.
Adrian Curry.
Whatever the hell her name is. Yeah, there's a line out the door. I'm like, what the fuck? Look at these guys. These guys are legends. They're just some has-beens.
Never was this.
Can I stop you guys for a second?
No.
All right, go ahead.
What? No, go ahead.
Now, KentuckyFriedCruelty.com, they have a...
I'm hungry now,
a video...
America's Cruelty Chicken Kitchen.
Wait a minute. Video narrated by B. Arthur.
B. Arthur video?
Do we want to watch it?
Yes.
She's still alive.
Get up.
I've never seen this,
video
so.
Of B. Arthur narrating death. I'm hungry. Hungry hippos.
Hello. I'm B. Arthur.
Oh, my God.
Hang
on.
Does she have throat cancer?
Wow.
Hang on.
Does she have throat cancer?
What the fuck? She's like 112.
Hey, yo. I'm B. Arthur.
Hello.
Is that on the set of the Golden Girls?
I hope so.
She lives there now.
What's that hotel one? Remember that one?
Ooh.
Golden Palace?
Yeah, that's... Well, that was horrendous.
Get the hell out of here.
I watched it. I liked it.
I know you love the Golden Girls.
Well, he's got off. He sits all day and watches for a lifetime.
Hello. I'm B. Arthur.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Treatment of animals. You may have heard of the Colonel's secret recipe, but you probably have no idea what goes into the making of a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's just a little extra pepper.
But it's so good.
Sadly, the main ingredient is cruelty.
Oh.
The more than 700 million chickens raised each year for Kentucky Fried Chicken are treated like meat machines, not animals.
They're treated
They're
like
crammed
meat.
By the tens of thousands into sheds. Their throats burn as they try to breathe air filled with ammonia fumes from accumulated waste. They routinely suffer broken bones from being bred to be top-heavy, from rough handling, and from being shackled upside down at the slaughterhouse. Many chickens are still conscious as their throats are cut or when they're dumped into tanks of scalding hot water to have their feathers removed.
I thought their throats
when they're
were
killed... Oh. Chickens are still babies, not yet 2 months old, out of a natural lifespan of 10 to 15 years.
Oh God.
These chickens never feel the sun on their backs or the earth beneath their feet.
The fucking food.
Oh, here's the DVD.
Despite Kentucky Fried Chicken's claims,
their chicken
birds on supplier farms
Somebody does it?
Have their beaks
Oh my God!
Somebody
does this!
Hatch. I love that.
This
this chick does this for a living.
Can make eating excruciating for weeks. And the shock of it sometimes kills the birds. Cutting a beak off
That's
is not
tender.
Like trimming your nails. It's like having the tips of your fingers chopped off.
Oh,
the pain
so cute.
Goes on for weeks
like a little puffin
and can
or
even result in slow starvation.
It does.
Lame and...
Because broiler chickens are bred and drugged in order to grow at an unusually fast pace, the birds become so fat so quickly that their bodies cannot keep up.
So they got great
Their
breasts.
Hearts, lungs, and
they
other organs find it difficult to support their massive size and can fail. Their weak legs cannot
like
support their heavy chests and often snap underneath them, resulting in lameness.
Lame. Well, this video is fucking lame.
Catching the birds for transport to slaughter is extremely harmful to them. When done by poorly paid workers.
When done by black people.
The catchers gather four or five birds at a time and violently hurl them into crates,
just
often breaking
in.
Their bones and bruising them.
When
KFC chickens arrive at the slaughterhouse, they're dumped out of their transport crates.
Like
and
garbage
their weak,
plant.
Bruised, or broken legs are snapped into metal shackles. The birds are
Upside
then run
down.
Through an electric stun bath. The company will often set the voltage in the stun bath so low that the birds are not rendered insensible to pain and instead often suffer painful shocks
How do they know
before
that?
They are stunned.
They were hanging
the
out.
Birds then have their throats slit. Finally, they're
that
dumped into a tank
birds,
of scalding water to remove their feathers. Some birds are still alive and conscious through the entire frightening and painful procedure.
Doesn't sound like B. Arthur will make it through it.
We need your help to convince KFC to take some key steps to reduce the suffering inflicted on these gentle animals.
But she aged 20 years.
It's like she was defeathered.
Visit KentuckyFriedCruelty.com.
But how old is she now?
What you can do to
but it
help.
Looks like she aged like and 5 years between one segment and the next.
Veg food for a free vegetarian starter kit. Thank
you. What do they send you, broccoli or carrots?
Awesome. I'm starving.
Let's get chicken.
Can we go to America's Kitchen for chicken?
America's Kitchen for chicken.
Can we do a remote at KFC?
I don't know. Can you?
We should do a show there.
It's your equipment.
You ever notice there's not a lot of blacks working in the KFC? There's always Mexicans, and there's never a lot of Mexicans working
the
in
the one over
Taco
by.
Yeah,
they're all Indians now.
Yeah, they're all Indians.
The one over by, like, Matawan over there by the, whatever the hell it is, it's all Indians. And the one by, like, Hazlitt, that's all Mexicans still.
Hmm. I thought there were Indians in Mexican.
KSI.
Not really. But I would rather go to Jim's Burger Haven any day.
Yeah. Is that still open?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were turning that into a White Castle.
I thought that, too.
Myth. Big Jim does too much business for White Castle to muscle.
I don't know how he could.
Yeah, I never see
he
any cars in
breakfast.
There.
He does a good breakfast.
It looks like there's a freaking drug deal going on there. I only see one car and two people in there. The place is black as hell.
What do they do for breakfast?
They have all kinds of breakfast cereals and stuff.
Breakfast cereals?
They have breakfast foods and such.
Wait, you said flues.
Foods.
You mean food?
Foods.
Foods.
Well, like what?
Probably like
they have a wonderful Western omelet, I'll tell you that much.
With the Kentucky Fried Cruel Train all over it, yeah. Huh.
It's right across the street from the America's Kitchen for Chicken.
Yeah. It's right next door to the Taco Bell.
Chicken Death Camp.
It's sad that we know all this.
Can I get that job of cutting the beaks off of birds?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's so cute. It's like Easter every day.
It's like a bloody Easter.
I wonder if they give you like peeps to practice on the machine.
They give you a hammer and some peeps. Oh, I missed.
Like,
you'll get better.
I found none of that completely horrific. It's just watching B. Arthur age throughout the pieces that she was in.
That was the most
horrifying.
She was aging as she was talking,
and her talking was so strange.
She sounded like Lucille Ball. Like,
she
right
sounded like
she
was on her last breath every time.
She looked.
The bird is dead,
but it was for the chickens though.
Dumped it into the electronic water.
The shower bath.
Can I have my oxygen?
Give me a Pall Mall.
And a bottle of scotch.
Oh, Ricky. Man.
She did not age well.
She didn't. She wasn't good looking when she was in Golden Girls.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't. She was pretty nuts.
She was hot.
I don't know. Blanche was a cutie.
Yeah, she was pretty hot, too.
I'd love to break her hip.
The only bad part is that we're sitting there not talking about Golden Girls. And he knew that there was Golden Palace.
Yeah, all right.
Golden Palace. Yeah, I know.
Who was in that? Rose and who else?
Rose, Blanche, and Sophia. Yeah.
Sophia.
God, what the hell?
I think that's on Lifetime now.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? It is. It's sad.
Yeah, Dirk's.
Yeah, is it really?
Shit, I gotta go.
Got a marathon to watch.
That show is pretty funny.
Let me tease
Golden Girls.
Yeah, Golden Girls.
I like Golden Girls.
Yeah, it's Golden Girls was hysterical.
When Blanche was saying how she didn't have a date and Sophia said, what happened? Did they wash the walls at Pizza Hut? The bathroom walls?
You've been saying that for years.
It's still funny. Mm-hmm. You just laughed, didn't you, asshole?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
I worked at a Pizza Hut. What do you want from me?
Oh,
they had good writers.
That.
Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Pizza Hut, great writers.
They had a great staff. Nice people.
Yeah, they did.
Good atmosphere. Hmm?
Yeah.
Always smelled the same.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Indeed.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Now let's take a break and eat some chicken.
Finger licking good.
Yeah, we'll be right back. What?
Get to the hook already.
Come on. So Craig's got semen on his pants.
It may or may not be.
May or may not be.
I usually don't jerk off in these pants.
All right.
Oh, I've got to pass out.
Salt and pepper.
Akum. Akum.
Akum.
So, Craig, what were you saying about Doink the Clown?
Yeah, a guy I work with. Oddly enough, Doink's Doink van was at his house one day. After he crashed it, he was on the way to QVC to sell some Doink wares. As he
what could he possibly sell?
I don't know.
Doink
maybe
t-shirts?
He was selling Omaha steaks or something like that. Doink the Clown here selling steaks.
What is face
Doink and Dank
on
going
Doink
to town.
Dank. That damn midget.
But he was driving out to PA where the QVC headquarters are, or the QVC store there.
Or the HQ.
Yeah. And he was driving out. It was really early, and he fell asleep, and he crashed his van. The whole side of it was all smashed in.
What happened to the steaks?
I don't know. They are freeze-dried. All
right.
And with the ice.
And
dry ice. Dry ice.
Fantastic.
We got the dry ice.
I'll beat you brainless.
Dry ice.
Dry. But, yeah, his van was there.
That's
I think he wound
funny.
Up scrapping it. Or putting a bedside on. I don't know.
It's always funny when you hear about wrestlers doing stupid shit.
When he told me, I was like, whose van is that in your driveway? Oh, Doink the Clown's. Wait a minute. Wait
you
a
sure
minute.
It wasn't just some guy who
no,
they
he,
called
it,
Doink the Clown?
It was Doink the Clown.
That's pretty funny. That's according to funny. Matt, there was two Doinks.
Evil Doink?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was he slightly,
well, I think,
slightly darker colored shirt and he was a 5 o'clock shadow?
When he turned,
going around bars trying to fight people.
When he turned heel, as they say, it was a different clown.
Oh,
a different guy altogether. Well, you could never tell with the mask on or the makeup, whatever the hell he wore.
The makeup and the shit
good
hair.
Observation.
And that
ball.
Shitty wig he wore. Oh, shut up!
Well, he wore makeup, so you couldn't say it right.
He was in character or something. I really couldn't make it out.
Hard to tell. He had the grease paint on his face.
Oh, shut up.
Sometimes if it was a long match, he'd peel off a little. I'd just sit there and pause and try to
see. I could tell by the package he had in his shorts. Wasn't quite as big as the other guy.
His left shoulder is lower to the ground than the right one.
He's like a sloping ape.
He always tripped over his balls.
You ever see Ultimate Warrior without any makeup?
No.
Yeah,
horrific looking dude.
Horrifying.
He really needs those long things coming down from his eyes to look
holy
normal, right?
Shit.
Just like Sting, too. Sting looks like a fucking mess when he hasn't worn the makeup.
Well, when he went to that all white face thing.
Wasn't he? Isn't
I think
he
he's putting out a new album.
No, it's...
No, the wrestler.
No, isn't he new? Isn't he in that other group? Not was it TNA?
Yeah,
the one that's on. Yeah, he is. He's part
maybe.
Of that group.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, they, and what are they? Their gimmick is instead of like the four corners, it's like an octagon.
It's
yeah.
like a six corner or something.
It's
like the hexagon. You're in the hexagon, like, brother.
Why do they call it a ring when it's square?
It's a rink.
Squared circle, my friend. Well, the squared circle.
Squared circle.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about those beans?
Well, because regular Greco-Roman wrestling, they're in a ring.
Yeah, so...
Well, they call it a boxing ring. I don't
monkeys.
Know.
Mm. It's square.
They're just saving money using the same thing.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And you can't get a circle at a, like, you know...
Yeah, try to put ropes in a circle.
Metal tubing.
Yeah. Right. Good luck with that. When I end up turning into a big hexagon or something.
Yeah.
Like TNA.
You gotta have a lot of posts.
And we make a circle.
George the Animal Steel would have a ball there. All those turnbuckles.
Star Wars. Han Solo would have a hard time
shooting Greedo in the back.
He dodged the bullet on
Obi-Wan
that one.
Obi-Wan would use the Force.
Yeah. Hit George Animal Steel right in the hairy chest.
It's just like Chewbacca when he was hairy.
It's like when he woke up and he had to comb himself. He had a lot of knots. Don knots.
He's dead.
Aww.
We did a whole show on that.
Mr. Furley died.
Oh, yeah, he's dead. Yeah, that's right.
What the hell are you doing?
What do you mean Jack's gay?
What do you mean Jack's dead?
Aww.
I wonder if Mr. Roper's still alive.
Wait, I'm dead?
And Jack's dead?
Hey, Andy.
Who's going
on? I think I'm dead.
Got a nip in the butt, Andy.
Is Andy Griffin dead?
No.
Damn.
Matlock, he's not dead, no.
We love you, Matlock. Oh, yes, we do.
Give me his pills.
You swiped his pills. That should make you happy.
Take every
cause heart failure.
Take every hour or cause heart failure.
Fantastic.
When I was a kid, they used to have good toys. Not this cheap crap. Yeah. Silence.
It's our neighbors.
Silence of the neighbors.
Is that Jeanine Garofalo going crazy?
Silence of the neighbors. Yeah, this is a story I was saving.
Saving stories.
Hospitalized husband says wife shredded his privates.
What kind of privates?
Bank
documents.
Bank statements and Social Security card.
With their wedding anniversary less than 2 weeks away, Howard Randolph was thinking romance. He hoped to take his wife, Monica.
Rainbow? Rainbow Randolph?
It's small, but it's fierce.
No, actually, it's Gandalf.
Oh, you flopping idiot.
Actually, it's Rudolph.
Actually, it's Randolph. I was right, so just be quiet.
Excellent.
He's going to take her out for an intimate dinner, maybe an oldies but goodies show to celebrate 11 years of matrimony.
11 years. Oldies but goodies.
Rainbow.
60s?
Rainbow Randy.
Wait, wait. Were they married?
They were.
They're celebrating their anniversary.
But.
How the fuck did I miss that?
Yesterday.
First sentence.
His mind was more on divorce and jail for his wife after she almost became Philadelphia's own Lorena Bobbitt.
Wade Wagger on the penis.
Monica Randolph didn't need a kitchen knife.
Chainsaw.
She took matters into her own hands.
Into her own shredder.
Would you rip it off? Like
she got big nails.
Paper shredder?
If you shut up, if you notice I got a lot more highlighted, I'll tell you.
Oh, there's paper.
Oh, you have a highlighter now?
Oh, yeah. Wow. When'd you get that?
You can afford a highlighter.
Nice highlighter.
This show's budget's really gone up now.
Now we have a highlighter and two pens.
We're expanding our staff as we speak.
My staff is expanding.
We have a few staples.
That are in my leg.
The nice town man said he had been sleeping peacefully in the couple's bed Tuesday night when his wife pounced on him without warning, grabbed his groin, dug her manicured fingernails in, and filleted him.
I knew that's what it was.
Leaving his leaving his gore-slicked gonads.
What a gore-slicked
gonads. Dangling.
Dingleberry.
Much lower than normal.
Oh, good alliteration.
Yeah. Wow.
And here's a quote from him.
Ouch.
Ouch. My balls.
She didn't use no weapon.
She didn't use
this was
no
just
weapon?
Sheer brute strength and fingernails.
Oh, wow.
She grabbed me by my, and it has scrotum in the brackets.
Johnson.
So he probably said balls.
My cock.
And ripped it apart with her bare hands. Randolph said from his hospital bed at Albert Einstein Medical Center.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's irony.
Wait, is that in the city?
It's a real genius hospital.
Is that in New York? Oh, I was born
it's
there.
In Philly.
Philadelphia.
I was in Philly? I was born in the...
I was born in Philly.
York. Yeah, I was born there too. Yeah.
Shut up!
I remember because that was the first thing I remember coming out and I crapped all over the place.
So,
I'm Steve Rogers.
So she ripped it off with her bare hands.
Well, she ripped it apart.
Ripped it apart?
She must have strength, like
you know.
Well, it's only like a thin. It's only like a thin layer.
I was shaving my balls one time and I nicked it.
Oh. Yeah.
Big time bleeding. Big time. There had to be blood everywhere.
You gotta go slow.
I know. But
real slow.
It did get a little nick, and I was bleeding for like hours.
You shave
it's
your
like
balls?
Balloon thickness.
Sometimes.
What's wrong with shaving
I
your balls?
Mine.
It really cuts down in the summer.
Yeah, like, it does.
On the sweating? And the stank?
You gotta
sweating
be careful,
and smell.
Though, because if you get the stubble, it just kind of digs everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts
like new, you gotta use a new razor and have
one
hair.
Thing I've known is
and
don't,
I keep up on it.
Don't ever shave your taint. That's a horrible place to shave.
Yeah.
You can only use like electric razor or something like that.
Oh, no. Don't even
no,
shave.
No, just to trim.
Don't shave it anywhere because you start, when you get all sweaty, it's like a burning sensation you don't want to feel.
Aren't you used to that when you urinate?
I got jock itch.
No,
once.
Not anymore. They got pills for
that. Does anyone want to hear about that?
Damn.
No, I want to finish the story.
You got jock itch? Let's hear.
All right, well, there was
the
one.
The first thing it comes out of.
It was
what exactly is jock
itch? Yeah, what is that? Like,
well, I'm not
no,
sure.
You had like elephant like
I'm not
balls.
Sure what it was, but.
Elephantitis.
The Cintas pants. You know the blue pants, the work pants?
Yeah.
They're polyester. They don't breathe.
Yeah, I know. I wear the same kind of pants.
And I got fatter during the summer.
Really?
So I got bigger. My pants weren't fit.
And your balls grew to enormous size.
So they didn't have much room.
I couldn't walk
so
back.
So all the heat and all the.
Humidity?
Agitation, what? Humidity. Just
all of a sudden, bam, rhino skin.
What kind of boxers? Were you boxers, boxer briefs?
Boxers.
Commando all summer.
You got a baby powder.
Yeah.
Baby powder will save your tank.
Let me finish.
Especially on days of angry ass.
Let me finish.
Isn't it bad when people don't let you finish?
It is.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
It started.
Star Wars!
It started in the ass, and then it moved up to my...
started in the ass, huh?
In between the testes and the leg. Then next thing I know, everything was just covered in blood down there.
Blood?
Yeah. Blood.
Whoa.
Are you sure something wasn't in your ass?
Did it like discolor first?
Well,
it
just got so hot and everything was just always squished together.
Chafing?
Doing that.
Oh,
every time
God.
You walked.
Like an engine without oil in it.
Yes. So
viscosity balls, breakdown in your pants.
My balls were bloody. The inside of my legs were all
Did you just
bloody.
Like,
my cock was all
it's
bloody.
It's a little warm down there and you touched it and you just like passed out. Yeah. And you saw the blood like the kid.
And then every time I sat down and I got up. My underwear would stick to my balls. I'd have to pull them off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you showed me your bandages.
Oh, I got a story about underwear.
You showed me your bandages.
They're gross.
They were.
And then, I got it more disgusting, too.
Oh, okay. Talk.
And, I come home from work, and I just take them off. I'd spit spread eagle so the fan would hit it. And the smell. This thing. The thing. It smelled like a dead raccoon covered in shit for a week.
Wrapped in puke.
With a little bit of bacon.
And it looked like the skin was trying to reform back on there because it was like a white residue on there.
Oh.
It was so
turned
gross.
Into a third degree
Those
burn.
Those were your white blood cells.
Yeah, screaming at you.
That was the worst summer of my life.
That was that high T cell count trying to get out.
And it smelled so
that's
bad.
That's the way it came in. That's the way it's going to go out.
I actually
out.
Gagged once. It smelled so bad.
Yeah? Oh, my Ooh. God.
Nice.
All right, I'm done.
All righty.
Back to the story.
This is a story?
Is this a story?
She would not let go. I had to hit her to get her off me. Well, my hands all swollen from hitting her.
Bat her with the... With a pillow.
Is it swollen from hitting her before she ripped his scrotum?
No, after.
As usual?
As usual.
Or from ripping his scrotum?
The attack only ended after There's he fled the house, locked her in, and limped to a corner payphone to call the police. And here's the tagline here. Talk about a strict violation of the penal code.
They wrote that? They actually put that
yeah,
in?
Yeah, right, it's right here.
That's is that in quotes?
Fucking horrific.
No.
I'm glad to know that he went to a payphone.
A regular Jackie Gleason fucking writing these columns.
Here's where it gets a little graphic here. Howard Randolph said his wife tore, quote, everything out of the sack. And
oh,
all the skin away.
My Ooh. God.
That's fucking...
I wonder what that feels like.
That's like a French dinner. Just deep fried.
Just the thought triggers most men to hunch over and wince, but Randolph said he felt fine.
Not really hunched over.
Thanks to the morphine that the doctors administered.
Thanks to the Sounds cocaine like a... I was on and the morphine, it's now great.
Yeah, a big bag of heroin.
And, Sounds and like an Indian dish.
They're saying that Curry she's... what is she? Like,
she's eight.
She has like...
issues.
Mental illness. Well, she has
emotional distress.
She doesn't like getting beaten by her husband.
No, she's bipolar and she doesn't take her medication.
With the strap.
So.
What is bipolar?
It's like a manic depressive where you're really happy and then you get really low, like that.
Like Bubby.
Bipolar.
I'll give her two poles.
Double it up.
Pat's on fire today.
Pat's hitting him out of the park.
Just like Barry Bonds.
He's like Barry Bonds does the drugs, yeah.
Yeah, Pat's taking funny steroids.
Great steroid Bino.
Sleepy steroids. Plenty of mailman stories, too. If you,
you got mailman stories? Yeah, they gotta be good.
I got mailman stories. A year worth of mailman, I got mailman
oh,
stories.
Oh, man.
I gotta do one show about
and
that.
And you used to do mail in the, let's say, dark section of town, didn't
the
you?
The section. I was a mailman. Yeah. I deliver
black
my sausage
section.
The Martin Luther King Boulevard section of the town.
The black people.
Brown town.
Community.
Downtown Brown town.
Yeah, yeah.
The welfare.
There's some days I missed, man, that I missed
section.
Getting shot at in that area. It's a good day.
The people with AIDS.
Okay, we get it.
No, even black people don't like mailmen.
No. Well,
the
yeah.
big nostril
no, no,
among
untrue.
Us.
They love mailmen on certain days.
He brings the wick checks.
Yeah. The big lipped among us.
Shut up.
Did they run out and bite you?
I'll talk about it.
All
right. Yo, where my mail at?
Oh, I wish I could play that. All right, maybe we'll see you next week if everyone decides to show up again. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have new people.
Maybe we'll bring turkey to some people.
Yeah. Aristocratsradio.com.
Yeah, or fun.woohoo.
Fun.woohoo.
No gov. Initials this time.
No. So we can have a nice rotating staff.
Staff. He said
we're not committed to anything.
No. Staff.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Good day.
Thanks.